too much excuse to write you. He's practically asked for it to be a full account.
He's the founder and continues as the director of Canvas. say, he's been running it for 20 years now.
Good. Now, I gave Goldwater hell. He isn't opposing you. I said, damn it, why don't the conservatives attack the liberals? Why attack the one man who's been standing against the tide?
Yeah.
You know, he said, they're hopeless, they're as bad as the communists. He said, if you don't support them 100%, they attack you rather than attack their enemies. I said, if he wants to do something for you, he should organize the
conservatives. You know, we're fighting for defense. That's the most ridiculous thing.
Well, on defense, he's completely with you. He knows what the game is.
He knows what a hell of a problem we got down there.
But strangely enough, on China, he's with you. I didn't have to do much of a selling job.
Smart.
He has a few,
you know
Japan is what he's afraid of.
Japan versus Russia.
And Russia.
Many sophisticated persons with us on the Chinese for the right reasons.
I said, who is
all the goddamn left-wingers are with us. It's just this.
I said, who the hell has this missile aimed at us? Who is going to be a mortal threat to us for the next 15 years? Not the Chinese.
Right.
And he says he hopes when you get reelected that you'll step up defense. I said, that's the whole reason. I said, can you imagine having any of the Democrats in office because of the conservative
Right. That's right.
I think he's going to work. He said he called Bill Buckley and gave him hell after his announcement. After
he will. Well, a little talk to him now, Henry. Very good. And with Reagan.
Right. Well, I'm going to visit Reagan. When I called him about the UN,
Right.
He said he was going to be...
Reagan.
No, he's going to have a house in Malibu. He wants me to come up for it.
Good. Do it. It's worthwhile.
Well, it's rough going to spend a day with that.
Oh, well, Henry, your intellectual civilization.
And he has no brain at all. I mean, it's just... I find, you know, it's just...
Well, you have a choice between Reagan and Henry for president. Would you take?
Oh, God.
Back to Germany.
I think I'd pick Agnew, but Agnew really... At least it's going to be a tough choice because Reagan is more open-minded.
Right.
Agnew has these crackpot ideas.
Reagan was somewhat more pragmatic. In other words, if you really get down to it, Reagan now and then will say, well, what the hell, that's where the ball bounces. Agnew won't.
And Agnew, when a man who tells me that the Russians and Chinese are doing this in cahoots with each other, when the Russians are shaking and the Chinese are building air raid shelters and have all their armed forces up in the north against the Russians, it's just, you know, that is a crudeness, and you can't shake him once he's... I explained all this to him. He said, oh, that's just how a sophisticated game they play.
Scally had apparently scored with that again. He's got his Newsweek piece done, and they're going to use it, and Agnew is ecstatic about it. But the problem is, we...
Well, I've redone it now enough so that it's acceptable.
Okay, did you do it, Mom?
Yeah,
well, the case can't slobber over China. Scully ought to have more brains than I know to know that. Scully had been slobbering over
China. Well, instead of writing about the trip, which would have been good, he had 6/7 of it over China.
You can't do that.
And slobbered over it, which really hurts us with Peking because it gives the impression that our right wing is impotent.
Yeah.
And then he had a few gratuitous cracks in it, Taiwan. It had everything wrong with it. So I took out...
He liked it anyway.
Well, I've taken out all the paragraphs that now it's a pretty vapid piece. But...
All right.
And we beat up the part on the rest of the world.
Good. You ought to say something about the Middle East and something about Africa.
That's right. That's what
Jesus
he said.
Christ, that's why he was sending. We didn't send any... Everybody knows he doesn't know goddamn thing about China.
And we don't want to make him a China expert for
God. Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't want anybody to be in China. He can't have got out of his conservative analyses, and his pitch now is that their concerns are not cosmetic and not personal or substantive, that it's over strategic and conventional arms balance with Soviet assault in China.
Yeah.
And he says by spring these matters will of themselves be resolved one way or the other. By then their fears will be frozen into inferiority. Fears that we will be frozen in inferiority and salt will be alleviated, as should the fears that we're making overtures to Peking at the expense of our Asian allies. Outcome of these will be evident by the spring. So at this point, our interests are served by privately alleviating their concerns to the degree possible.
Again, this is one of these nutty things on salt. What we are doing is freezing their offensive buildup. We are not making any.
Yes. And also, so, can you brief the conservatives on this in some
sure.
way?
You just get me a
that's group. The kind of thing he's talking about. Yeah, well
I
said, so nothing would do more to calm the right than that increases in the strategic arms sector of the defense budget and a presidential address on defense requirements for the United States in light of Soviet
bombs. If Buchanan even put that in, although it's true, is utterly stupid. Let me tell you, we are going to have one hell of a time keeping the rear. You know how much they're going to cut the aid? They're going to cut the defense budget. $8 billion. Doesn't he know this?
What he's pushing for is move it to the strategic arms sector.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
The strategic arms sector already has the largest share. We're going to wind up without any conventional forces at this
point. The thing we ought to do is emphasize that, right? I know the conservatives as to what we're doing.
No, I can agree
in that
so.
Area.
Maybe I ought to
say. That is the one. That's the one Jim Buckley is really have done.
He doesn't know anything either. He's not very smart.
I mean, Woody Buckley, excuse me. I mean, Bill Buckley.
Yeah.
So when Bill Buckley has stepped on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having lunch or dinner with
yeah.
Bill Buckley.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, why don't you get it? You set up a meeting with the conservatives, but as I say, let's don't have any illusions about what the hell we're trying to do. I don't think any of our own staff has the slightest idea around here. What in the name of God we're up with, well, certainly tendons and record. We're having a hell of a time keeping this budget from
first of all,
get up at all. The ATM will sink without it. Without salt, it would have sunk this
absolutely.
Year. That's the only reason we got it. They don't understand that, see.
And you've increased the defense budget over what Laird wanted every
right.
year.
Yes. If you would do that, set it up, Bob.
Maybe I can do a little of it with that group on Tuesday.
Well, that group isn't the one. You just, that group is fine. Do it with them.
Those are opinion type people outside of the
hell Buchanan's people get together, a group of, I mean, the jackasses. I mean, they're not bad, except that they have never done anything for us, this bunch of bastards. Never. They've always bitched. They opposed in 60, they opposed in 68. They gave us sort of faint praise for Cambodia.
Well, otherwise, they don't want that group, there's no point in getting together either.
No, Goldwater admitted that. Goldwater said those guys can only oppose.
Who's he talking about here?
He's talking about the more sensible ones. He says there's a lot of division there. Amongst the
could we get just get a list? Let's not talk about it. Just get a list of those.
Okay.
You're going to lay it right and square on the
thing.
It's good that they could use the time and blunt for a while.
Yeah.
Well,
they just want to be against. That's all.
He says some of these fellows are so bitter they want us beaten badly, but this is not the majority. Others are just not enthusiastic. Others are not enthusiastic about a position against the administration. They say, give us some reason we can be for Richard Nixon. And it's, we give them to
him. Now they
you never turn. Enough.
So we turn. So we kick the demonstrators in the teeth. We shape up the police. We go after drugs. We come for the outlawing of our marijuana. We help the front of the Catholic schools. You don't get a goddamn line from any of these bastards.
Please, you just,
no,
Jim yeah. Kilpatrick was on last night. I heard him by accident on the radio. God,
yeah.
He was just...
He's good. He's on television.
He's not in this group.
He's the edge of what they're talking about.
He's not
very
really
good.
No, but Kilpatrick is sensible enough to know that we have fought the battle of ATM. He's written some good pieces on it. You don't see him in the National Review. Just why? Meyer? I've never seen him write one good thing. I know those people like the back of my hand. You're right in the edge of virtue.
Well, of course, Meyer is a former communist, and all these guys have something wrong with them.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. And I miss the cabinet.
recess, possibly in November. Peterson had an hour and a half with Mills yesterday, and he is, I think, convinced, and others who have been working on other areas of this thing also are, that Mills' kick is going to be to lay the groundwork for coming back and hitting for a 10% import tax at the opening of Congress in September, and come back, and then you'll be laying set up a new China story. Just bad.
It's cool to be a non speculation.
This is crazy Swedish thing.
But that's it's already knocked out of the box. South Vietnamese say North Vietnamese have said it's a hoax or anything. Forgot a lot of that.
You get a lot of mileage out of it. And that one, there's, as there always is going to be, I guess, there's enough stuff in it that it'll go rippling on. Some of the implications are a bunch of columns on it and China and what your timetable is.
Yeah, sure.
That sort of thing. And
sure. And the thing about the Soviet, what we're up to.
The other thing is, although it gave an economic play, it also did get back into the Soviet and China thing, and we've got to keep getting those things in the news so that we can see the whole news is riding on the economy every day.
You're one of the few that sees that. I mean, Congress can even see it. I mean, I didn't mention it, but our others come earlier who doesn't see it at all. They say, they've got to talk about the economy, and they wonder why do we always go out to these airports and everything talk about peace.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's got to.
You've got to, because
you see what happened when you talk about it. Don't you see a lot of little kids down there? What are you talking about? About the wage price barrel?
Hi, Eric.
Good morning.
My name is
Bill
Jones. I thought you had to repeat that. And he agreed.
Of course.
Yeah, they always would get in. Get
well, of course you should be in. I don't know why they people look so goddamn dumb they don't know who to invite.
Well, he doesn't show up on that letter, but he's the...
Well, he is the invited because he was my chairman.
He was the one who was running all of the hill games.
He was